I've always been struck by how powerful a lullaby can be, and how different a lullaby can be for each person. I grew up in such a strange environment. My family weren't the ones that I would associate with comfort and sleep. But I had a neighbor from Sudan, a saint of a woman. She was an incredible human being, and I could tell so many stories of her and her generosity, her hospitality, how she just took in some punk neighborhood kid and fed him food he wouldn't understand for another decade, and sang him songs in a language that I still have a hard time even fully appreciating. The words have been lost with decades of time, but the melody sits with me. Just that same pattern. Over and over and over. I believe it was the story of a king and a lion, although I don't remember, and I don't know if any of it was even true. She could have been saying me gibberish, although I believe she might have been too kind-hearted for that. She was so much more than just a lullaby, a comforting voice in a time where I couldn't really grasp the severity of what was going on around me. She loved me in a way that felt unconditional. And as I look back on it, truly was special. Her family had moved across the world, seeking a place to feel safe and call home. And on the other side of the planet, she took the time to take care of some bratty neighborhood kid. She was a saint, one with an incredible voice as well, and a kindness that I'll never forget. Her son and I would run around, and I would get to experience normalcy. I think that's why she did it. I wasn't asking for anything. I wasn't trying to be obnoxious, although I'm sure I was as I think about it. I just wanted somewhere to be a kid, to have lullabies sang to me, to be called in for food, to celebrate and enjoy good moments, to be taught to be less of a problem. I remember so little of the reality of that space, and I remember even less about what happened as everyone drifted apart. But I remember so vividly sitting in the parlor and hearing the laughter and the stories that I didn't understand, smelling food that I could never have dreamed of up in the mountains, and feeling a warmth. A lullaby brings me warmth. It takes me to a place where I'm cared for, loved without any sort of condition, appreciated for who I am, to be held by somebody who just wanted the best for me, a lot like I want for you. Life has such a funny way of going up and down, as the good crests, we get the bad as well. But I want you to know that no matter what, there is someone out there on the other end of a microphone who knows You deserve to be cared for, to be loved, to be supported on your journey to being everything that you want to be, and to let go of everything that bothers you. There's someone out there whispering into your ear right now who wants you to be happy and to have the strength to take life on head first. If my voice is able to bring you that joy, then let this just be a moment of that peace. The same way she was for me. I wish I could remember the words. There's something like Amaloale Kimea Ibiwe. She'd laugh at me right now if she could hear it. She must have sung it to me a million times. The best I can do is hum it. But I think she'd appreciate the message. Have a good night. And just know that I'm here. That I'm rooting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.